Hello, we have cards for August 18th and 19th, and they are weird. Five of coins, nine of swords, and six of cups reversed. Crippled children. Strange way to start a reading, but there is a point to be made. All swords have a point, after all, which is, if we're not talking about crippled children, which could be considered a worst-case scenario, then chances are this picture of a dark night of the soul is simply what's going on in your own head or someone's. We have a card of children and childhood in the mix, so hopefully it's not a problem with the kids. Or problem kids. The Nine of Swords, Aquarius, Gemini, Libra, is not a nice card, and we have it front and center today. This is the card of the insomniac, the stuff of nightmares, and is even sometimes referred to as the nightmare card. Imaginary dragons, as shown on the After Tarot version of this painful card of the Suit of Air, haunt our dreams. Our insomniac sits up in bed in a pitch-black bedroom, and even the thick, warm-looking, multicolored quilt, a symbol of the feeling of safety or protection, seems as if it's being pulled off the bed. The William Blake Tarot of the creative imagination calls this card, the Nine of Science, despair, and it is truly desperate. But as the book that accompanies the deck by Ed Byrne explains, self-criticism may be blocking your creativity. This is overthinking, clearly and plainly, and painfully. Depression and anxiety can be overwhelming, but these cards are all of the minor arcana, so we could simply be talking about the day-to-day aspects of life, but some days and nights can be a challenge, and this is a challenging picture. In the future, we have a card of childhood which naturally belongs in the past, yet it is not. The Six of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is not a card we want to see in the reverse in any position. But it looks like this is what may be keeping you up at night. These kids in the reverse are gang members, or at least a bad crowd. Not all gang members are bad people, but this card suggests they are. On the After Tarot version of this nostalgic card, the two children we usually see safe within the stone wall of the family garden we see from the back running away from us. Your own children may not be children anymore, and you may be worried sick about them. The past is a very good place to see this card of poverty, the Five of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, which may also be the imaginary dragon hovering over us at night. The Five of Coins could be childhood poverty, even childhood neglect or abandonment. These past memories, or even damage, if you will, possibly even physical, are something we need to deal with or need help dealing with. I'm convinced stress is more damaging to our physical health than anything else. We can't process breath or food properly or effectively, throwing us all out of balance. You may even eat or drink the way you always have, but something isn't agreeing with you, as in you're not a kid anymore. You may be lacking in some vital essential nutrient or something in your diet, or not drinking enough water. The imaginary dragon was dreamt up by the insomniac himself or herself. The danger is giving too much energy to this beast. It's a fine line between what we imagine and what we actually create or bring about ourselves with this energy. Imagine the worst, and that's often what we get. Motivation. The experience of poverty can create a lifelong fear of it, aka poverty consciousness or feeling of lack, even though our insomniac has a perfectly comfortable, even luxurious, bed to sleep in. Blake calls the Six of Cups or music pleasure, and shows a floating or flying circle of five dancers surrounding a sixth in the center. The painted text on the card reads, "Who cannot experience pleasure but by means of others? Life is fun. Find a new playmate." These cards want you to get out of your own head and enjoy it. Not everyone can. Less money talk, more music talk, more dancing, more fun.